Begin this hour by heading down the road to Raleigh, where the General Assembly had a busy week this week. The crossover deadline was Thursday, an unofficial deadline for lawmakers to get bills passed through either the House or the Senate, lest they be considered unofficially dead for the rest of the session. So a lot of last-minute bill passing happening over the last few days. To catch us up on all of it, we're joined by on the phone by State House Representative Greg Meyer, Democrat from Orange County. Representative Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. Glad to be with everybody. Thanks for having me back.
So first of all, explain the crossover deadline for people who don't understand the basics behind it.
Well, I mean, you gave the gist of it. It's a deadline that's set in our rules by which a bill has to have passed one chamber or the other in order to continue to remain eligible to be heard in the other chamber. And so it's a way to set a limit to say, hey, if your bill hasn't passed by yesterday, it's not going to pass this session, and thereby significantly narrowing the scope of the legislative agenda. But what really it is in practicality is it's the way that the majority party puts an end to the minority party's legislative agenda, because the majority party has lots of ways in the rules to get around the crossover deadline and can always run basically whatever they want, and the minority party cannot.
Yeah, one
so
of the
from here on out, we're on the Republicans' turf.
Yeah, one of the things that always happens in crossover week is you get a whole bunch of bills voted on, and it's kind of difficult to keep track of them all. So, what were kind of the highlights in terms of really significant bills that you saw pass this week, and surprises, things that passed and maybe things that didn't?
Yeah, in the House alone, we passed about 180 bills just this week, and we had a pretty heavy week last week, too. So, that's a lot of legislation to consider in a very short period of time, of course. And when that happens, there's always some stuff that gets through that probably shouldn't, and some things, even if they made the crossover deadline, they probably won't go anywhere in the other chamber because maybe that bill was getting crammed through as a favor to the bill author or something. There's always a few controversial bills. Republicans ran an anti-abortion bill. They ran a couple of bills that were intrusive into what teachers can teach and how they teach it. They ran a repeal of North Carolina's pistol permit law, thereby making it easier for people to buy handguns. And they also ran a bill, I guess this was last week, still in a crossover run-up, they ran a bill that was that would punish rioters. That's clearly a response to the protests of last summer, an attempt to kind of quell that speech. On the other hand, we did some good criminal justice legislation, some bipartisan work on policing reforms and criminal justice in both chambers. That really continues to be one of the only issues where there's really strong bipartisan work being done in the General Assembly.
Yeah, say more about the criminal justice bill, because I know there were some advocates who were disappointed that certain provisions were not included in the bill, but it seemed like everyone was happy with what was in the bill at the very least.
Sure, yeah, and I think you're talking about the Senate bill. The Senate bill had a little bit of improvement to body camera language, but probably not what most public speech advocates would want. And I don't remember what else was always in the Senate bill. In the House, we did a package of policing reforms that I think were pretty good. We did a piece on police mental health, on trying to make sure that our law enforcement officers themselves have stable mental health and can thereby be trusted in their job. We did a bill on duty to intervene, which would make it clear that an officer who sees another officer acting in a way that is unlawful or causing undue harm to a civilian, that you have to intervene to stop that other officer. That's an attempt to kind of break through the Derek Chauvin type behavior and get other officers to step up. And a couple other things, and all of those really were done with bipartisan work, and I think all the policing reforms passed the House unanimously. So something that North Carolina should be proud of right now.
Speaking with State House Representative Greg Meyer from Orange County, talking about some of the many bills that passed this week before the crossover deadline. And you mentioned the one on education that specifically deals with and restricts what teachers can say and how they can approach the topic of race and racism in American history. I know education is your background. So what were your thoughts on that?
Well, officially, I recused from that bill because it was specifically targeting the work that I do, which is racial equity work with schools, and I felt there was an ethical obligation. It specifically mentioned diversity trainers, which is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had an ethical obligation to recuse from voting on that bill, and that means I can't give a lot of public comment on it. But given the way you just described what it does and the fact that I've spent my whole career trying to promote anti-racist schools, I think people in this community know where I would stand on that bill.
Any other significant bills that may have flown under the radar this week that folks ought to be watching?
I'm trying to think what else was. I mean, there's always some little stuff that gets through around local government control. That I know we had local government leaders who were upset about a bill on tree ordinances and local government control there. A few things on the way that development permitting are done. You know, those are things that the public doesn't really pay attention to. They don't make it into the headlines, but it does matter a heck of a lot to what your community is like and whether you enjoy living there, how much green space you have, et cetera. That's an interesting part of legislating, because everybody knows you got to get those things right to make a livable community, but we still have very different opinions about how to approach them, even when the public isn't paying close attention to them.
Speaking again with State House Representative Greg Meyer, and as we wrap up this conversation, the crossover deadline was Thursday. It doesn't apply to certain bills, including the budget, which is still a ways away from being passed. I know Republicans in the House and Senate are still kind of at odds, even at how much money they want to spend before they even get into the details. Where do things stand on that?
So that's actually the most important question. All of crossover is important to follow and pay attention to, but as I've said this entire year, the budget is the single most important thing. And we have not seen a legislative budget proposal yet. I would expect we'll see the Senate put their proposal forward this week or next, and we will probably spend the next 6 to 8 weeks on working on the budget across both chambers and seeing what the governor thinks of it, whether he decides to sign or veto whatever budget comes out of the legislature. And our biggest debate will be on how much money to spend. We have a significant, like a $5 billion cash surplus right now, and we have revenue projections for next year that are about $4 billion ahead of projected from the previous year. So we're in a very fortunate position, and I think the Republicans have indicated they're not willing to be nearly as aggressive as Governor Cooper is in using those dollars to reinvest in North Carolina after coming out of the pandemic. So that'll probably be the big debate.
You still hopeful or expecting that that lawmakers and the governor will be able to reach an agreement this year?
I think we're also hopeful that there can be a budget agreement. I also believe that Governor Cooper will veto a budget that doesn't meet what he thinks the state needs. And so that's part of why we're all curious what the Senate opening bid is going to look like. I would guess, knowing this Republican Senate, that they will open with a very low bid, and that the House will come in somewhere between the Senate and the governor, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I think there could be negotiations that lead to a signed budget. I also think there could be a veto that kind of tries to force more participation in bipartisan negotiations.
That'll be the key issue for lawmakers in Raleigh for the next few weeks and the next couple of months to come, so we'll keep following that. State House Representative Greg Meyer, thank you so much, as always, for being with us today, and we'll keep talking about the budget in the weeks to come.
Thanks, Ann. I look forward to being back with you soon.